You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Running Wild Podcast. I'm your co-host, Rich. Alongside me, as always, my co-host, Runs.
Yes, sir.
All right, just want to remind you before we get started, we're brought to you in partnership with LastWordOnSports.com, as well as PWPonderings.com and Wrestling to the Max Network. All right, so we got a really intense, or we have a lot to cover today, intense show, a lot to cover. We're live right now, We're in different spots. I'm brought to you right from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Didn't you say you were in I'll leave it alone. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we're North Truro, to be exact. But I'm excited about this weekend's events. Of course, this was the epic weekend where I picked to go on vacation, where the greatest wrestling in the world is happening in New York almost. We're gonna go to previews.
And like the thing that like kills me too is like it's not even the wrestling. It's like Xavier Woods was like tweeting at Barcade yesterday, and he was just, you know, at Barcade. What? He was like, "Oh, I'm playing NBA Jam, come see me." And I was like, "Son of a bitch, like I've been there." You know, and like, oh, if Rich was home, I would have just hit him up and like he definitely would have went, you know what I mean?
Barcade, oh my goodness. That would have been fantastic. That would have been just great. Honestly, like, I would have even liked it better if I was just randomly Barcade, which I wouldn't be because I don't go out because I'm old. But if I was randomly at Barcade and then turned around and boom, Xavier Woods is there.
You probably would second take yourself because you'd be like, wait, no, it's just a normal person from Williamsburg.
Would it be, hypothetically speaking, if I was there, would it be weird to ask about Biggie's nuts?
It would be. That would be very Stat Guy Greg of you and Marksy, but, you know, it would be funny if he knew you were joking, but I don't think you would ask it in a way that he knew you were joking, so it would probably just be bad.
All right. It's like, don't get testy. I just want to ask you about Biggie's nuts.
You know, I know this is pretty ballsy, but how's Big E doing?
Yo, and I really don't how childish it is.
No, that's hilarious.
I love the way that Anderson and Gallows are approaching this. I like all the innuendo. I like that, you know, it's still PG, but they're kind of giving themselves a little bit of space.
I guess, like, yeah, I mean, it's very PG, but I enjoy it. Like, I've laughed pretty much every time. Like, I didn't know they would be able to keep it going this week. I thought maybe it would just be a one-time thing, and they found another three, you know, the sack and whatever else they said. And it was just like, oh, man, guys, like, you guys don't let me down, and I'm glad to see the club cutting promos and talking, because they can both fucking talk. And, you know, that's really going to help them get over in the long run and stay over, that they can talk and that they have characters and people can get behind them or against them, whatever the case.
I was hoping that they would continue the – I really like when Anderson was just like my hot Asian wife. Like, I want him to like mention that like in every promo.
It's ridiculous, man. Like, I remember listening to, like, the Talking Shop stuff, and, like, when he was on there, and he would always say exactly that, you know, oh, I'm a hot Asian wife. It's just hilarious to see it be brought to WWE and used, you know?
Oh, I totally agree. All right, so do you want to do this in turn, like, do you want to start with Ring of Honor because it's the first show, and then hit up talk about Evolve because it'll be happening those 2 days, and then talk about SummerSlam last, or
yeah.
All right. So I actually just finished writing you for Death Before Dishonor. By the way, for some unknown reason, I keep saying Death by Dishonor like a thousand
It's just
times. To
easier,
the point
yeah.
when I said it, talking to StatWife about how I kept making the mistake. Like I'm tweeting about my mistake, I'm writing Death by Dishonor. And then when I said it's Death Before Dishonor, she goes, I don't even understand. She goes, because Death Before Dishonor is so much cooler than Death by Dishonor. And I was like, you're 100% right. I just can't, I don't know why I keep thinking that middle word is just a preposition by instead of being before. Well, before is also a preposition. All right, whatever. I'm gonna stop
Because
that.
sometimes it's like D before D, like, or you know what I mean? Like they shorten it. So I think that might be what does it, like that before just kind of looks like, you know, just makes you think that way.
Fair.
But I mean, you
So
know,
the card is
this
pretty stacked.
let's be fair about this. We're gonna start off with the show that I'm probably looking forward to the least. And that's not even because of anything that Ring of Honor's done wrong. It's just the two Evolve shows, NXT and SummerSlam, I'm just looking forward to. I think those are going to be awesome.
I'll be honest with you. I'm obviously really excited about NXT and SummerSlam. The Evolve shows look to be excellent. But maybe I'm just biased because I've been covering Ring of Honor so much lately that this pay-per-view
Don't worry, I'll talk you out of it
I'm
by the time
excited for.
we're done talking about Ring of Honor. Go ahead.
I need it to be, I think for me as a fan, I need Death Before Dishonor to be amazing. Because I've been waiting for this. I didn't like the way the Best in the World ended. And I feel like this pay-per-view could be the validation for everything that they've been doing recently. So if it's not good, it's gonna crush my spirits.
See, like, I mean, it'll be good. Like, the wrestling will be fine, you know, and the main event storyline will be fine. But as we discuss the rest of this show, I don't know how much else there is.
All right. Well, so let's look at it. You have there's the first match that I'll tell you that I don't care that much about, or maybe I should. Maybe I should think that more is going to happen. But there's a tag team match. You have the Addiction, Daniels and Kazarian defending against Naito and Evil, and Tanahashi and Elgin.
Yeah.
And I now it was funny because as I was writing it, I was like, "There's no way." Or I don't believe that the Addiction should drop the titles to a New Japan team that's not going to be there to really defend it or be on air. The Addiction's been great with their stories and everything. And then it hit me that New Japan tag titles, both of them, belong to the Briscoes hold the heavyweight tag titles. And the junior, the NWGP, whatever, I'm saying it wrong.
IWGP.
J,
IWGP.
IWGP tag titles belong to the Young Bucks.
Well, I mean, they're more New Japan than Ring
So,
of Honor, but that's beside the point. They're
well,
still in Ring of
yeah, I
Honor.
get what you're saying. But like, I guess my point was that
I
the
completely
Addiction could
get.
lose it, I guess.
Yeah, like when I was just looking at the card, or when I was just looking at that match. At first, immediately I was like, oh, well, duh, they're not going to win. And then I had the same kind of thought you did. But neither of those two teams are really teams. So, like, Elgin is the IWGP IC champ. So, like, he's going to be wrestling on his own for their big shows. And Tanahashi is always on his own. So, maybe one of those teams win it and they have a quick run and they lose it back somewhere else. But I just don't see either of those teams carrying the tag titles. You know, like they're not a real tag team.
I mean, there's the so we're going to the Field of Honor show a week afterwards.
Yes. Which
So
they could
there's a
always
gauntlet
change.
match there. Yeah, so they could technically win, but I don't see a good
See,
reason
like,
for the
but
Addiction
they're
not to
not.
keep it.
Yeah, and they're not taking Naito or Tanahashi out of the main event at
No.
Field of Honor. So I don't see it.
So
So
I'm
there
gonna
you go.
go.
Like, good match. I like a lot of the guys involved, but I think it's pretty clear the Addiction wins.
Well,
Maybe
I
they
mean, I
don't
like this.
win, but they still walk out the champions.
Yeah, I
You know,
like the
maybe
way
it's a.
they their whole like undefeated, like just they'll lose and then they'll come out and kind of pull like Masters had the Master Lock broken, but then he had the official letter from Vince McMahon that said it wasn't broken. Like this is even better because nobody from management is legitimately saying it. Like Daniels just comes out and goes, no, that didn't count because of this. So we're the winners. And I just at first, I was really against the Addiction actually winning the titles when they took it off of War Machine because I just didn't see
I
why
remember.
they needed. I didn't see why they needed the titles. But I feel like what they've been able to do is actually build up the division for guys saying, hey, you guys shouldn't be champions. Even Roppongi Vice like had a great match with the Young Bucks on Ring of Honor TV for the number one contendership for the tag titles. I guess it'll be after Field of Honor. It'll probably be taped Saturday night for the during the Ring of Honor tapings. But I thought that Roppongi Vice was going to win it. There was a point where the Young Bucks got distracted by the Addiction and Trent hit the Dude Buster. And I was like, oh my God. And then no, they lost. But
That's
it
so cute.
really made me believe. And I was kind of excited. I was like, oh, forever clotheslines, forever champions. Who knows?
You know, I mean the Addiction is great, you know, and they are amazing in getting people over and getting, you know, the heat, and they're just really funny, man, and really creative and very good storytellers. So, you know, I'm fine with them being the champions, and it lasted for a little while. Maybe we get something in the gauntlet, or, you know, who knows? But yeah, I think that's enough time for that match.
I'm sure you didn't watch. I mean, I know this is bothering you, but I'll do it quickly. I'm sure you didn't watch the TV this week, but you had the Addiction on commentary during the match, and Kazarian says something like, Trent's a good wrestler, but he's got wrestling jerk. I mean, he's got wrestling jerk face, and just like talking about how he looks like a jerk. And my favorite thing, of course, is that they've somehow made business four syllables. We're
Yes.
the best team in the biz, like just
Business, yes. Yep. Oh, I mean, you know, this
fantastic.
is their act that they've been doing in TNA for 2, 3 years. So if you watch
Team up,
that,
what?
then you would see, you know,
Sorry,
similar
not sure.
tag
So
team,
speaking
world
of
tag
tag
team
team
champions of the
guys,
world and all that kind of stuff.
speaking of the tag team stuff, well, I guess we'll just go over this one quickly. You have Chaos, Arda, Rocky Marrero, Rocky Marrero. Rocky Romero and Yujiro versus,
Nah, Toriano.
I don't know, sorry, Yujiro's on the other side versus Yujiro, and then you have Tonga and
Tama Tonga and Loa, yeah.
yes, they always
Tonga
confuse me.
Loa is Camacho.
I can't believe he's Camacho. It's so
Yeah,
weird.
I mean, he's good, man. Go ahead.
So I think. All right, so there's a couple of things I wrote about here. You've got the fact that Osprey is actually part of Chaos in New Japan, and he's going to be at the Reach of the Sky tour. They definitely signed him, and he tweeted out that he'd be representing Chaos. So I kind of feel like you have Bullet Club go over here and win the match, and then in September at the Reach of the Sky tour, maybe you have Osprey join with Chaos, and then they win that match.
Yeah, I mean,
And
don't
I'm
look too
really
much into that because, like, everyone is always representing who
someone,
they are in the
yeah.
faction for. So don't like read too much into that, you know. But you know, yeah, I Tama Tonga is a star, and he has to be the focal point of this match, and you know, he's growing in New Japan consistently. So I definitely think that the Bullet Club will get the win there, and they'll just move on. You know, there's no real point for the faces to go over.
No, and it didn't one of the Bullet Club members had a really good showing in the G1. Am I Am I wrong there?
Fale was in the top. Matongo beat Fale at the end, and there was a lot of stuff with them.
Okay. So we'll see. I expect Bullet Club to come out on top on this one. Then you have, for me, and I'm probably just a little crazy here, but you have the TV title number one contenders Four Corner Survival match versus Jay White versus Donovan Dijak versus Kamatachi. I mean, I love Lio Rush. I didn't really know much about Jay White other than him being a New Japan guy, and I know a lot of people were excited when he came over. I wasn't, because I'm just sometimes annoyed with the amount of New Japan guys going over and not meaning anything, but they're really working on Jay White here. They've kind of given him a story here. I want Dijak to win. I don't think he's going to win. He's taking on Elgin the next week at Field of Honor for the IWGP Intercontinental title. I don't really see how he's going to walk in there as number one contender, you know, win the number one contendership, and then walk in and lose to Elgin, because I don't see him beating Elgin.
No, definitely not.
Because it is for the, but like, it is for the title, you know, so there's no way he's going
to
win it.
A loss to the IWGP IC champion in a good competitive match is not a bad thing. So, like, he couldn't be the number one contender, have an awesome match to, like, solidify himself and then go on. But I don't think he wins it. I kind of think this is where they kind of push Jay White and get him in that spot. You know, yes, Lio Rush is solid, but, like, I need to see more from him, like, character-wise and that kind of a thing, you know, personality-wise.
Dijak is good. He's got a great character. Who? Have you seen any of his CZW stuff?
Lio Rush? No.
Over there.
So that's interesting.
Brings that to Ring of Honor. That would be, you know, he came out,
you know,
I think the other day in a white suit jacket, and he's a jerk.
Yeah, see, like, it's always better, because when you're the babyface, like, he's just the clean-cut, white meat babyface, you know? He just smiles, he does flashy stuff, and that's it. So I would definitely like to see him just give me something. But, you know, so I don't think he wins it. Dijak, is Dijak versus Fish, like, your next thing?
That's the thing. That's the other thing I'm not sure about.
You know, I don't think so. So, Tamagotchi, no chance. I'll let my egg die out. But, you know, so I just think by process of elimination and the matchup for the next feud, I think White and Fish would be good. So, I'm going to say Jay White.
Yeah, and I guess we'll just go into the –
just keep agreeing, because this show is extra predictable. Go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, like I said, I want Dijak, but I'm going with White, because I feel, I guess, just the way you do, that Bobby Fish is going to beat Mark Briscoe. Right. Match. And
Either way, you know, they're a better matchup for White than pretty much anyone else.
See, the thing is, for me – if Briscoe wins, I'd like to see Dijak just, like, kick his head off and take the title.
Well, see, that won't happen. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. For the TV title match, I think it's Bobby Fish. I used to hate this guy. I just didn't like him. I didn't understand why everyone liked him so much. And now, the more I've been watching him in this feud with Briscoe, he's just... I don't know. The way he even was talking about how he's elevated the title, and how if Mark is just a, you know, Jay's baby brother, and if he wins it, all he'll do is, you know, he'll bring the title down, because it'll be a secondary title, just like he's a secondary Briscoe. Funny. You know, I don't know.
Like, Bobby Fish is really good. I don't know. There's something about him that just never clicked for me. I don't like him being Kyle O'Reilly's tag team partner. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Okay.
I really can't put my finger on what I don't like about Bobby Fish, but I just don't like him. And, you know, I don't know. They did a really good job of getting Briscoe wins kind of just under the radar and just, you know, steadily winning and telling that story of him improving and all that. And they really, like, sold it home at the New Japan shows. Every time the Briscoes wrestled, they kept talking about it. So it made me feel a little bit like, hey, maybe they're going to give Mark Briscoe the TV title and give him a little time to shine, you know, he shaved his head and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it's time to do something with that. But why do you take it off Bobby Fish at this point? I don't know.
Yeah, that is probably my big issue. They have done a really good job with, you know, Briscoe. With Fish.
Oh,
I mean with Briscoe, but I just don't see him taking it right now. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think we're just, you know, the Briscoes have literally been there since day one. So I think we've seen them hold these titles and every other title and wrestle everyone and be everywhere. So I think we're kind of just not over them, but just kind of like, oh, okay, they're there. You know, like they're part of Ring of Honor. They don't need to be anything. But, you know, if done properly, they're great workers. And if done properly, then they can be good single champions. So I don't know. This match can go either way, but I think I'm with you on Fish.
All right. So now we have some more. This is where it makes my heart hurt a little bit, but I want to see both these guys win. So you have Silas Young taking on Shibata.
Like literally a 0% chance.
Yeah, I know what like, you're saying. Shibata
is that dude right now in New Japan.
I feel like when it comes to Ring of Honor, I'm very much like 10 years ago me, where I only liked the mid card, so then I would get super upset if the mid card didn't win. And Silas Young is this guy. You know, I don't understand, and probably just because I'm a huge mark, I don't understand why he's not more. I think that he's so good
like,
at being obnoxious.
He's used but exactly, like he's used perfectly. He's not a guy who's gonna be the champion. You know what I mean? Like this is his role. That mid card, be a dick, put these faces over to move them on to the next level. That's what he does. And he's great at it, and you need those guys. You know, like he doesn't need to win matches.
All right, true. But if he doesn't win matches, then how do his
how many go ahead.
I was gonna say no, go ahead. I was gonna say how do his losses mean so much, you know? Like, say when he was wrestling Dalton Castle, I felt that was a great feud. And, yeah, he didn't need to win that one. But I feel like he needs to win once in a while.
Didn't he win
so
that
he can
feud?
Get that steam to be bigger.
Didn't he win the Dalton Castle feud? Like, he got the boys for
well,
a while,
he got
right?
the boys.
And then he got him back.
And then he got him back. It was a really long feud, and it was really well done.
Yeah. But for the first, like, for the first half of the feud, it was Silas Young, Silas Young, Silas Young. Because I remember being tight. That he kept beating him, you know, and it was like, what the fuck is the point of Dalton Castle? Like, you're killing this, but you know, hey, look what it did. You know, that's what I'm saying. Look what it did for Dalton Castle. Like, he's gotten bigger, and yes, that's
so
part
big
of
in fact
by his own design, you know. But that was help from Silas Young. But yeah,
and
have you ever seen Shibata, or how many times have you seen Shibata?
His matches.
Okay, well, I mean,
to be honest,
my. Goodness, that guy. Wrestling's not real, but he's really hitting you. Like you are getting elbowed and kneed and kicked. You know, he headbutted someone the other day and just what started gushing blood. Like he's a sick, sick man. And it. Oh my God, it's going to be insane.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it. be. I feel like there are a
Man,
lot of matches on this
it'll be a
card.
good brawl.
Yeah,
A good
okay.
brawl. They're not wrestlers like that.
But you know, at the
It'll
same
be a
time, I
good
think
fight.
that what I like about Young is that he'll pull out some, you know, some fancy moves. He has like the, I think he does like the Rob Van Dam kind of like, what was it, the split-legged moonsault type stuff. So
Yeah, well, I
he
mean,
pulls out
like,
some moves.
they're in Ring of Honor. Like, they're good wrestlers, but the match isn't like a good match is like Lethal and Cole. Like where they're gonna really wrestle and tell a story. This will be a good brawl.
Okay, so I guess we both agree, I reluctantly, that Shibata wins this one.
Yeah, clearly.
So now we were talking about Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle is also on the show, and he's taking on
Yeah,
Okada.
he also doesn't stand a chance.
Non-title match, so I think that Dalton could up here. He'll match, I'd be in complete agreement with you, but since it's
Do you
non-title.
remember what at the last pay-per-view or World of the Worlds or whatever, Dalton Castle fought another Japanese guy. I can't remember who. And the guy he fought, I do not think was a main event level
Go to.
guy.
I think it was go to.
Yes. And Goto said, like, could you imagine me going back to Japan having lost to this guy? How would I have explained that? And that was it. Like, there's no way. Like, this is like Dalton Castle beating John Cena. Like, I don't think you quite get that. Non-title or not, I have a very hard time believing that Dalton Castle beats Okada.
Okay, now taking my Mark hat off, I'll have to agree with you here.
Like just Dalton
Know.
Castle being in this match and being able to stand and hang with Okada will be amazing. And that's all he needs from this. There's no shame in losing to one of the best in the world.
Yeah, you're right. It's funny because
Hey,
a
man.
year ago I didn't like Dalton Castle.
Well, because he
Because
was fighting Silas Young. But
yeah, because it's such a market stylist.
I'm with you. If by some grace of God Dalton Castle wins, I will not be upset. I will be absolutely stunned and amazed. But there's just no way. It won't happen.
There. All right, so what do we have left? We talked
Briscoe
about
and
Chaos.
Paige.
Hangman Page versus Briscoe.
Which I'm kind of looking forward to. I mean, I like this Adam Page character. They did a good job in New Japan of they had the tag team match, and they did a good job of telling this story and showing. I think they showed a video of, all the things that Page has done to Briscoe, and I remember them fighting what last year at Final Battle or whatever. So, they have a history, which is cool, and it's been ongoing. So I really like that. I've enjoyed it. It should be a good match. It should be a good fight, good brawl. I don't know. I guess Paige wins because he's in the Bullet Club.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the Young Bucks on the card, which is interesting. So they could come in here, and then you could have a showdown between, you know, Paige has been saying that he wants to take the IWGP tag titles off of the Briscoes. I'm not sure who he's partnering with over in New Japan, or who his partner to be. Paige wants to take the tag titles off of the Briscoes.
Oh, he teamed with Yujiro Takahashi this week
So
at the
I don't
pay-per-view,
know.
but
I don't like the Hangman gimmick. I think that you get to a certain point where it's inappropriate. It makes me feel a little weird. You know, what if he fights ACH next? That you should he be hanging?
see, I think it's racist that you're thinking it's racist, but
Okay, fair. I don't know. I just don't think a hangman is appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, like, to go around hanging people is not in the best interest, but I like the character that comes behind it.
Yeah.
Just the old school kind of fuck you kind of guy. But I've enjoyed his work, like I said. So, I'm not a fan of the like him and Takahashi just randomly teaming in New Japan. I think that was more just to sell this Briscoe's storyline, but you know, whatever.
I see Paige winning with Briscoe with Bucks interference.
See, why are they not on the card? Like, they must be in New Japan or in PWG or somewhere, because otherwise, why wouldn't they be wrestling?
But I feel like they're going to interfere in this match and maybe even the main event.
So, like, they're going to pay them to come here to interfere in a match and not have a match or not do anything or be advertised?
Well, then the next night,
there's
they'll probably
be something about them not. Maybe.
Right, because they're going to probably do 4 weeks of tapings the next night, so you would imagine that the Young Bucks will be involved there. All right, so let's main event time. We have A Lethal, newly shorn, bald-headed, due to Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, defending his title against Cole. This is a match where I'd be happy either way. Like, wins, it makes sense to me. I mean, I personally see Cole winning and then heading, and then eventually at Final Battle, you have Cole versus O'Reilly. And maybe O'Reilly finally gets that win. You know, because they took O'Reilly out before he had the title shot.
I
don't know.
Okay. Like, sometimes I don't think you're really thinking these things through. Like, so Adam Cole is going to beat the guy who hasn't lost in 2 years and then lose it in a month?
No, Final Battle's in December.
Okay, so in 2 months, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, yes, there's a history, but there's also a guy who had Adam Cole number one on his hit list and is going to be appearing at Final Battle. So that could very well be the final battle match of Cody Rhodes and Adam Cole for the title or something like that. But I don't know where they go. I want to see Jay Lethal hold on to the title. I really think it's cool, you know, that he's held it for so long, that there's such a history behind these long title reigns in Ring of Honor, and he needs like a certain amount of defenses and days to – and that kind of a thing. And I don't know, man. Like, I feel like Adam Cole could win this. So to see Jay Lethal win would be more entertaining, I think, and a little more surprising to me.
I totally agree with you. I'd be happy to see Lethal win from a storyline standpoint. He just got his hair cut. He's got to win. You know, he's got to get his measure of revenge against Cole. But
what happened on the contract signing?
Basically, they talk some trash.
Nobody got the upper hand at the end.
No, Lethal had some hilariously lime green scissors, and he was just about to cut the hair, and the Young Bucks came in and rescued Cole, and then they kind of just went off air there.
Okay.
So, by the way, as I'm watching that, I'm legitimately scared. I'm like, these guys should not be wrestling with scissors.
As you get older and we go to more of these, like, you know, indie level shows, like, I'm getting more and more like nauseous watching these guys take these fucking pile drivers and these head bumps and like crazy dives and shit. Like, yo, man, stop, like, please, guys, it's not worth it, like, cut it out, you know,
like, but, Darby Allin.
Like, you know, that kind of shit. Like, yo, stop, man. Don't do that. You know, just be easy. Just wrestle. And it'll be a good match. They have a lot of history. They have a good story going on. I love both of these guys more than anything. But I really don't know, man. I'm going to say Lethal wins just because I want to see it. And, yeah, like you said, I'm not opposed either way. But, you know, whatever.
All right. So there's ROH. So you want to do NXT first or Evolve?
Evolve is – there's a Friday Evolve, so we can talk about that one.
Okay. So let me just pull this up.
Evolve 66, I believe.
66. Okay. Yeah, I mean, on a weekend like this, I wish they only had one show. Is that terrible?
Yeah, it's impossible.
What do you mean?
They're
Like, why would it be impossible?
because they're not big enough to just have one show. Like they need two shows to attract more of a crowd and get more ticket sales and make more money and you know, get more exposure, that kind of thing.
All right, fair.
And plus
So
they're
you
in
were
two different places, so that always helps.
yeah, Joppa,
But
Maryland.
you know, I will not lie. Being able to watch back-to-back nights of Evolve is never a bad thing.
No, it's just this weekend for me is the
Yeah.
only my only thing. Like, I mean, it's not just even because I'm away. Even if I was home right now,
Just a
it
lot
would just
going
be
on.
difficult to watch a lot, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know, I was talking to someone the other day and I was like, wow, man, like, I don't think I might die this weekend, literally. And, you know, he laughed and I was like, yo, well, Evolve and Ring of Honor on Friday, Evolve on Saturday afternoon, NXT, and then McGregor on Saturday, and then SummerSlam on Sunday. That I'm going to. You know, I hope I make it through.
Oh, you got tickets to SummerSlam?
From when I took Jules to the Ranger game. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Excellent, man.
So I'm
All
going with
right.
Campbell. Yeah. Which you got to
Nice.
see, he has a Macho Man, the sunglasses tattooed. Sick, man.
What?
Sick. But yeah, anyway, so
Come
we
here.
have Tracy
So,
Williams and
Evolve.
Yehi versus Jigsaw and Peter Casa.
I don't know Pierre Casa. Is he,
Doesn't he wrestle at like Tier 1 and stuff like that? Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I was seeing his name with PWG recently. But I feel like he's been around this area.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why Yehi and Tracy Williams don't
Yeah.
get the win. We have Dustin versus Ethan Page.
Mark here, so I want Ethan Page all the way.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be a bad match. I'm gonna say Dustin gets the win by cheating somehow, but I wouldn't be surprised if Page wins.
Or Poo Poo Pete, as he's also known.
Poo
So
Poo Pete,
the
do you know
Ethan
why?
Page did like
Oh, go ahead.
Ethan Page did a promo where he was like, I don't know what your name, Poo Poo.
Oh,
He's like, whatever your name is. He's
so
like
this is what I was
Chuck
just gonna say.
Taylor.
Do you know why he's not Chuck Taylor anymore? So
No.
in Chikara, I guess he got injured, and now when he came back, there's another guy named Chuck Taylor, and so they had a match for the name, and he lost. So he's been
Yes.
going by like a bunch of different, you know, random ass names. You got to look, like some of them are really pretty funny.
Okay, so that makes a little bit more sense. I just thought it was funny they called him Poo Poo Pete, so I was.
Yeah, that's awesome. Then we
Tweeted at him. I
have
was like, oh.
I'll do the unimportant Cruiserweight Classic match first. Gulak versus Nice. Yeah.
Pretty good match. I mean,
Good
Nice was
match,
really good.
but
I liked him on the Classic last night.
I didn't watch it yet, but I really like Nice. Gulak, I've never really been, you know, like that big of a fan of. Just not thrilled about that old school kind of character and all that.
I like his jacket. I don't know. Then you have so wait,
Now we have
so
the
I mean
good
we both
Cruiserweight Classic, Cedric Alexander and TJP.
wish I was there to see this. Right, because we didn't get to see. Was this the match that was scheduled? No, right? That they not
Saber.
wrestling.
No, it was
But
Saber.
Perkins Alexander, I can't even I don't even want to pick someone here. I mean, I like both of them too much.
I mean, I think TJP goes over here. He's the bigger star. And Cedric is, I mean, I think they both are, but Cedric is definitely on his way to NXT.
That's a tough one. I mean, I'd be fine with a draw because I just like both guys so much that I don't want either guy to lose.
Now, I mean, the two matches of why I'm tuning into the show. Cody Rhodes and Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I can't. I mean, man, Cody Rhodes in one of these small plays. I just.
And you
it blows
have,
my
I
mind.
Don't think you've seen the Joppa, Maryland, where they were last time. It's literally a gym. It's just a basketball
really?
Gym, you know, bleachers and stuff. So, or maybe that was Boston.
Nice.
I can't remember. But either way, we'll find out. But yeah, small hall, definitely not a big place, and it's going to be crazy.
And then the main event
well, I mean,
with
who wins? I guess Cody
sorry.
Wins, right? Or
Cody's got to win.
I guess. I you know,
Cody's
I can't see
win.
Him really like showing up to the Indies and losing his first match. That would not be a good thing. But I could see him like
no.
going on a tour of putting guys over too, you know.
Not yeah, but just not yet. Mm-hmm. There's no mm-hmm. I don't see I think that he's Evolve's got him and not just as somebody who's showing up.
Yeah. And then we have a no well, we have a bro holds barred Timothy Thatcher versus my man bro Matt
your boy
Riddle.
Right, my Riddle man it's got to be now personally you know terrible human being who just likes to break people's thumbs for no good reason monster and he needs to be stopped and I was watching some of the Evolve does some fantastic video packages. And I feel like Riddle could win here. I mean,
see,
it's
like,
kind of built up that, you know, Riddle's supposed to be able to finally overcome Thatcher and that those other losses he had were kind of questionable.
And the whole story of him having the belt and fucking with it and fucking with Thatcher and all of that goodness that has gone into this, I don't know because – like when we were there last time and Thatcher said, like, once I go through all of you, then you're going to hand me my belt and shake my hand. And I could see that, you know, like I could see him beating Riddle here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then see no holds barred kind of fucks with it, but I can see him beating Riddle here and then like handing him the belt and then attacking him. And then like siding with Galloway when they say like, you see, you couldn't get it done with Catch Point. You need us watching your back. And then they help him win. And then he's the heel and he's with those guys and, you know, you go from there. Or he's the Evolved Savior and he beats Timothy Thatcher and he fucks with and he feuds with, you know, Galloway and Rhodes and all those guys. It can go either way. And that's the beauty of this.
It's
but
such a good,
I
what time
just want to see – what time does it start?
Yeah. Is it like a 7 o'clock start or 8 o'clock start?
8 p.m.
Sorry. 8. Okay, no, I just wanted to know because Ring of Honor starts at 9, so this is going to be
8 p.m. and it's usually 2 hours, so you can watch both of them.
It'll be tough because I'll be writing up the Ring of Honor results, so I can't really take my eyes off of it too much. Maybe I'll throw it on the iPad
And that,
like
that
just
you
have because I'm
like,
going to need to do split screen anyway.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I mean, do you want to – we might as well, since we're here, talk about the next Evolve show, right? And,
Evolve show. Yeah. So we have a special attraction match, Nice versus Peter Casa. I'm with Nice here. I want to see him win.
I've seen and heard of Casa. Like, he's not bad. But, you know, Nice is clearly the bigger star here. But, hey, maybe he gets an upset.
And he was working. I felt like he was when you watched the Cruiserweight. He was working a little. I felt like he was working heel a little bit last night.
He's
so
just better as a heel.
Yeah, it's so much better. Then you have Tommy End versus Matt Riddle.
Tommy End is very good.
Yeah, I heard this guy is really great. So this will be the first time that I really get to see him. Maybe my lack of knowledge is leading me to say Riddle wins, especially if Riddle loses the night before. Right, then I feel like he has to win here.
Yeah, I
but
you know
maybe.
I think this is just like a showcase for him. Like, hey, welcome to Evolve. Here's a good guy that we're gonna start booking now, and blah blah blah. But you know when I'm looking at the card, the main event or one of is Thatcher against Gulak. So that doesn't have to be for the title, but, you know, that's continuing the Thatcher versus Catchpoint storyline. So I don't know. I hate that they book these shows, you know, the title matches in advance, but.
Thing is, it says it's also if Thatcher's still champion, so that technically it could be Riddle versus Gulak.
It's been that, or it'll just not be for the title. But it's been that, you know, this whole summer, like ever since this storyline began, it's been, you know, if he's still a champion, he'll fight TJP if he's still a champion, but TJP is going to take off tonight anyway. You know what I mean? So I don't know. We'll see. It can go either way. Riddle is a star, so that's the difference. But we'll see. Anyway, we have Sabre and Alexander.
That's a tough one because now if you – okay. If we go off the fact that Sabre loses to Rhodes the night before and then Alexander – you picked Alexander lose to Perkins, you're going to lose two nights in a row?
So maybe Alexander beats TJP and then Sabre beats Alexander.
That's kind of where I'm going more.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Because TJP has a chance –
what they usually like, you know
– to win the tag titles.
Yeah – that's not gonna happen. I don't. You know, we can talk about that in a second. But I don't know. So like, then does TJP lose twice? Who knows? Maybe it doesn't matter for Cedric Alexander because he's leaving anyway. But usually they give the guys or do a good job of giving the guys a split weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna be a crazy match.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, then we can get to that six man tag team. Which is now for the tag team titles, which is weird, but whatever.
Yeah, and if Ethan Carter gets pinned,
yes,
they lose the titles.
Yes,
that'd be interesting. I'd like to see that happen. You know, I don't know. It would be nice. I mean, I could see Tracy Williams and Yehai carrying the titles together.
Tracy Williams and Gulak were just the tag team champions last month, and they lost the belts to them, so like, why give them right back? Like, well, what the hell was the point?
Dustin shouldn't have won, freaking cheater. By the way, on the one complaint I have about the Evolve,
EC3 and Cody and Hero and whoever hold them. Go ahead.
One complaint about the way they write it up on DGUSA.TV. Everything is in caps, so I don't even know if Dustin's name is in caps or not. Just putting that. Dustin might want to complain because we don't even know if his name is in caps or not. Everybody's name is in caps. I think it's a little. I don't know.
Okay. Or you just spent too much time on that. Anyway.
Well, clearly. And the last match we didn't discuss yet is Cody Rhodes versus Chris Hero.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it'll be. Okay, it'll be cool to see them wrestle. I'm not the biggest fan of Hero at the moment, so.
Yeah. I want Rhodes.
You know, yeah, pretty sure Cody will go over here.
Great. And then that wraps up our Evolve. So now we have now we only have NXT and SummerSlam.
That's it.
All right, so let's see. We've got American Alpha versus the Authors of Pain. Go with the Authors of Pain here. You know, agreed. Gable and Jordan are already on the main roster, and I know that everybody's more smart to NXT and everything now, but have them lose. You know, they're going out of the company, quote unquote, or the, you know, of NXT. So, Authors of Pain. The Authors of Pain have been kind of on a roll. Tag division, make the Authors of Pain look strong here by beating American Alpha.
Man, they're in a weird spot here, man. Usually, I don't see that match on the card.
Am I crazy?
But I don't know. You look up the card and see if you find it. But if that match is booked, they're in a really weird spot because. You know, like, how do you have Alpha lose and then go for the titles on SmackDown and be your top team on SmackDown, you know?
But didn't they do that with, I mean, they did that. I know that they're the top team, so it's different. But Owens was already gone.
No. But Owens won a match at SummerSlam the next day. Like, you know what I mean? Or law. I don't even know. But like,
I know. I thought I had this match. I thought this was real. Now I'm not seeing it announced, which is weird.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
All right.
They started that. Like, I think they had a match on NXT already. Like, you know, just a couple weeks ago or whatever the case. But, yeah. Phew. All right, good. Get them out of that booking predicament. So we have Ember Moon versus Billie Kay.
Yep. That was just announced, right?
Yeah, I mean, this was going to be Ember Moon's debut. They just didn't know versus who. Know anything about Ember Moon?
Well, something about her. I read something about her on the indies and what her character is like, but I can't remember what it is now, to be honest.
Just like check her out. Seems legit and like really pretty good. She has like a, I don't know if they're gonna allow this, but she's been doing it in NXT, like where she dives off the top rope, or like the middle rope and catches you and stuns you. And
oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that looks crazy.
If she does that, you know that's already it. You're already in. But she seems legit. So I'm excited for it because NXT is clearly in the need for a revamped women's division. And hey, if she's going to be one of those people, that's great. She's a big girl, like not big, but muscular little girl. So it'll be a good matchup for Asuka or whatever.
All right. Yeah, no, that's going to be.
Clearly, she's going to get the win, though.
Yeah, she's going to get the win there. And then you've got.
Yeah, no way. Jose. Versus Austin Aries?
No way. Is there any way he wins? No way. Jose. Sorry. That was terrible. I just don't see how he wins.
I also completely disagree with you. Yeah, no way Jose is winning here.
You think he's winning?
Yeah. Aries' job is to build up these guys. Why does Aries need wins?
Oh.
This will be a great match. And then, you know, no way Jose gets the W.
He works so hard to shave. All right. Well, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Maybe slightly markish. I want Austin Aries to win. I Ring of Honor, and then he just kind of stopped wrestling for a couple of years, and now I'm really happy to see him back in NXT. I mean, in NXT, so I'd like to see them develop him.
Yeah.
Here.
I'm not against him winning, but I just don't. You know, he doesn't need anything. Like, he doesn't need to.
Okay.
Then we have Bobby Roode and Cien Almas.
Weird one. Who do you I'm going with Roode.
I mean, this maybe will be glorious.
That's kind of why I want him to win. I can't. His inclusion in the glorious photobombs have been so great that I don't know.
No, I wish they would have been able to switch opponents, him and Aries, because Aries could have lost to Almas, no problem, and then Roode could have beat Noah Jose, no problem. But you know, this will be weird because does Bobby Roode need a victory? Yeah. Does Almas? Yes. Who knows? But this is Roode's debut, and so why would he lose? So I'm gonna stick with Roode. But this will be fun one.
Yeah, me too. I'm in agreement on that one. Then you have the tag team title match. Wow. So, Garcia versus Dasha Dawson.
Crazy. Crazy.
I can't wait. And I really want to see Gargano and Ciampa win.
It would be – it's a good idea in New York, you know, like that's a smart move.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Is it time? Yes, sure. Why not? Like, you know, they've been doing a good job of building them up, but like they've got to win over the Revival, I think, right? Or the Revival never beat them, whatever. So I don't know. I don't know if they get the win, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, I hope they win. I'm totally marking, and if I'll be jumping up and down in this unit here off of the beach if they do.
Yeah, it'll be really cool to see Gargano if he wins the NXT tag titles and then we see him 3 feet away from us. But, you know,
I sure hope
we'll
so.
see. It's a cool idea to do it in New York. Both of these guys have been in New York for a long, long time on the indie scene. So people here going to the show will know them. And they will get a good reaction. And, hey, might be the time to give them the belts, move the revival up, and just go with TM61 and the Authors of Pain and just, you know, new tag team division.
And the last match, it might be okay. I don't know. You have
Well,
Nakamura versus Joe
we
for
have
the NXT
Asuka and
title.
Bayley first.
Skipped it. You're right. Up to the main roster. I don't see. I think it's going to be a fantastic match. I don't see why she would win.
Maybe they
It
both go
just
up
doesn't
to the
make
main
sense.
roster. Maybe they bring the title with them to the main roster.
Oh, and that would be the SmackDown. No, they can't do that. Make that the SmackDown Women's title?
Why not? They can't show up in Florida once a month and tape some shows and then go to SummerSlam, go to SmackDown.
And you're blowing my mind because I didn't even think of that.
I mean, I don't know how likely it is, but you know, it's better. It's a better idea than here's the SmackDown Women's title. You know, like that's what Daniel Bryan has literally been shitting on the Universal Belt every chance he gets. Did you see the belt that they made of the U and the aluminum foil? Like then he every time he gets a chance, the Universal Milky Way Galactic Championship. Like he does it every time.
I mean,
So for him to debut a women's belt and have to not just call it the women's belt, that's difficult. So maybe they use the NXT stuff. That's not a bad idea. Use the NXT titles and just have Samoa Joe and Nakamura on. Why not? They can wrestle on both for a little bit and then, you know, they just move on.
wow. So who do you think wins, Sasha or Bailey? I'm not Sasha or Bailey. I was just reading something. Oscar or
Bayley
Bailey?
or Asuka? I don't know. Asuka beat her already. Like, this is Bayley's Sami Zayn redemption. Does she lose again? And then what? Like, you know what I mean? If she loses again, then her whole I'm preparing better and I'm gonna be the like, what does that mean? It's I don't know, man. They've done a good job of not letting me know which way to go.
That is interesting.
You know, like they both could be on the main roster in a week. So like I don't know necessarily how either one of them drops the belt between, you know. Maybe they go to a
Wow.
time limit draw or something. I don't know. But it's gonna be a killer match. They have a great chemistry. It's gonna be really good. So, no problem. I will happily enjoy
Oh,
it.
well, me as well. I think it could be the best match on the night. Well,
No. It'll be up there. But I'm gonna enjoy the tag match depending. The tag match could be, but the title match is going to be. Nakamura Samoa Joe is another level.
what do you think here? Does Joe lose?
Have no idea. Both of them, again, both of them can be on the main roster tomorrow. So I don't know what they do. You know, are they keeping them around for the touring? SmackDown needs a little boost. Can they use them? They just lost Del Rio now, right? So they need someone to step up for them. What do they do? You know, that does Nakamura win? Joe moves up. Does Joe win? And they just move Nakamura up. Time limit draws. I don't know what they do. Really don't know.
It's gonna be really interesting. I think it's gonna be a great match.
You know, like that's one of the. Go ahead.
I like that. I don't know who's gonna win.
That exactly. That's what I was just. You know. That's why Ring of Honor is the show I'm looking forward to the least. Because I feel, for the most part, I know who's winning. NXT, I legitimately, other than Ember Moon, I don't know who's winning any of those matches. You know, Aries, It can go either way. Rude can go either way. The tag match can go either way. The women's title can go either way, and the world title can go either way. So, hey, that's what I want. You know, I want to watch wrestling where I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the best. That doesn't happen a lot to us, so
No.
it'll be, I don't know, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
All right, so now just SummerSlam, right? That's the little thing.
My God.
You hear there's gonna be like a 2 hour pre-show.
Yeah, like I don't know what to do. Like I'm not going there. I think I'm just gonna try to get there at like 6:30. There's no way. I'm not
Yeah, I
like the
mean,
first hour is nothing. You know, like the first hour of the pre-show is just talking. So I don't need that. And then they usually wrestle what, one or two matches like at 6:30?
yeah, 6:30's got to be when you go. I mean, I don't.
Right, like when if you were going, what time would you go? Like I got when we at you know, Jules had a barbecue for his birthday and we went to Campbell's house and I was talking to him, I was like, yo, when do you want to go? And he was just like, I don't know, man. Like, just let me know. I was like, yo, but I'm not going there for 6 hours. That's pure insanity. Not that he wanted to either, but 6 hours is
No.
pure insanity.
Are you guys taking the train or are you driving?
Train, I believe.
See, I mean, the thing is, like, you could just get to the area early and, like,
Meh.
you know, and then, like, have the network on your phone and see if it's worth going
Hey.
inside. You can't go outside to smoke, is the other thing. Just
I'm
like the
literally gonna
Barclays.
like I'm literally gonna be watching the first hour of the pre-show like at my house and then like leaving to go to the event, which is gonna be really kind of surreal.
I mean, look, pre-show, what you're gonna miss is you have the there's now they just announced a six
Yeah,
egg, right?
which
It's
I could not care less.
Carmella, Becky, and Naomi versus Natalia, Alexa Bliss, and Eva Marie. I mean, does Eva Marie even wrestle?
I hope so, and I hope this is where her team picks up the win.
Yeah.
I hope, actually, she stands on the apron or she is like on the ground and doesn't tag in the whole match until the person is like, all right, perfect. Alexa Bliss climbs the top rope. She tags her in, twist of Bliss. Eva Marie gets the pin. Done.
That would be amazing.
I think that's the way you go with it. You know, just like I
That'd be great.
legitimately dislike Eva Marie. And that's WWE. Kudos to you. When on SmackDown, you know, the guy did the entire entrance. And then he was like, you know, the luscious, blah, 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 Eva Marie will not be appearing. And it was just like, oh, you got me. That was fantastic. Oh, great stuff.
I love it. I can't. I'm like getting more and more hyped every time she goes to come out because I want to see how they're going to get out of it. Your prediction over there, where she doesn't tag until the end and then gets the pin. I can't disagree. That looks like it would
Just
be it.
makes literally everyone hate her.
Oh man.
Did you happen to catch Naomi's entrance at any point? Did you look that
Yeah,
up?
I did. Yeah.
Crazy,
Wow.
right?
Wow, it looks really cool, man. That's gonna oof. They're reinventing
Yeah, I
her.
kind
That's
of want to
great.
go to the pre-show just to see this.
Yeah, I think you need
Just
to
to
go.
see
Yeah.
it.
You can
Hopefully, I
see
get there on time, man.
Booker T talking about his faith five.
I'll probably try to get there for 6 so that we get inside by 6:30.
Man, I'm so
Because, you
jealous.
know, seats will be a while.
You
I
have
mean, thank God I went to that Ranger game because otherwise I wouldn't be going. Anyway.
Then, they did a great job of making Cesaro and Sheamus matter more by making it a best of seven series.
Yeah, like you know, I was fine with this when it wasn't the best of 7, so now that it is, even better.
This is huge. This is like Rick Martel versus Booker T. Huge. I'm very excited about this best of seven.
Yes, it's going to be hard hitting. I hope they throw in some stipulations every now and then. And, you know, really looking forward to it. And the best part, because it's best of seven, anyone can win. You know, I actually kind of think this is Sheamus. Sheamus goes over.
I'm just gonna say Cesaro. I'm gonna say Cesaro to disagree with you.
Why not? Right.
Yeah. We've been agreeing too much, so I'm gonna go with Cesaro just to disagree.
Okay.
I will not disagree. My apologies. I will not disagree on the IC title match, though. I don't think there's any way we're on opposite sides here. Apollo Crews.
Yeah. Clearly, the Miz is losing.
Wait, what? Is he going to win the title?
1,000%. Like, not even just trying to be opposite or anything like that. 1,000%.
Okay, well, I actually... Clearly, I'm shocked by this development, and I thought 100% it's Miz keeping the title. So,
Why are you so blindsided by this? Does Apollo Crews not fit everything they need and want? And he is a perfect IC champion. Not that The Miz hasn't been good, but I just think this is a chance to make Apollo Crews matter and give him a big moment. The crowd liked him in Brooklyn last year at TakeOver. So, hey, maybe they're going to go crazy for him, and he's going to get a big reaction, a big win, and, you know, take his step to another level.
Wow. All right. Well, I don't see a reason why. Okay. I mean, I agree with you. I just feel – I agree that I don't know. I want the Miz to keep the title for a while. I love his work with it. And I feel like without the title, he's not as important. And he's just been doing a great job with Maurice. And I feel like it could go on a little longer. I feel like Apollo Crews gets cheated here. And eventually, this is the first time he's going for it.
You know, I don't disagree with you. Like, you could be 100% right, or I could be. And that's the beauty of this match. Like, I could see The Miz losing and maybe moving up into a world title picture or, you know, scenario because it's wide open on SmackDown. And I could see Crews filling in that void. But you're 100% right that The Miz has been entertaining. The Miz has been great. I've enjoyed this. But I don't know what his value is without the IC title. You know, with Maurice, that's a key point because he's always going to have a different element to him. So I don't know. But I'm going to still stick with Cruz and say he wins this.
All right, and I'm going with Miz, all right? Then we've got a team that every week grows on me more and more.
Jericho.
Versus Enzo and Cass. This is so tough because I feel like it's Brooklyn. Enzo and Cass will be coming bigger. I could see them winning in their hometown. But man, I love Jericho. Every week they're just doing something that makes me laugh, and I kind of want to see them win.
Yeah, I agree that it is a little bit tough because they are so good and can do anything. But it's Brooklyn. It's NY. Enzo and Cass, they need this victory. You know, this will be a remember that moment for them and for the company. So I think they're going to get that win. Beating guys like Jericho and Owens is a big deal. And then you can always have Jericho and Owens implode and just feud with each other at some point. So perfectly fine. No problem. Let's just do this.
Right.
I'm excited for that match. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I actually think that SummerSlam is so good that that stat wife is going to watch the entire show without falling asleep.
You know, like I looked at the card last night and I was just like, wow, I'm excited for every match.
I'm making a bold prediction because NXT is not going to be the same because we were watching Asuka come out. She goes, "Oh, that's Sumi Sakai. We saw her at Fighting Spirit Wrestling." I said, "No, we didn't. That
that's
Asuka, you racist." And then I had to do a split screen, like pull up both pictures and go, "You see?" She's like, "Oh, yeah, you're right." But she was like, "You're wrong. This is just the same girl with a different name." And I'm like, no, it's not. So, but she knows everybody on SummerSlam. So I think she'll be excited. She might still fall asleep before the end.
And top to bottom, I think SummerSlam is going to be crazy. You know, everyone, there's not a bad matchup on this card at all, period. Everyone who is matched up with the other person have great chemistry and have proven they can have very good matches. So they're going to step up. They're going to kill it. You know, John Cena, I was watching Talking Smack last night, and John Cena at one point was there, and he was just like, "Oh, you know, from top to bottom, this is just going to be a hell of a show, and I really think, you know, the WWE," and it just, there's something in that locker room that is, you know, causing him to say it, and a hope or a preparation to be dope.
Speaking of good chemistry, then you have the New Day and the Club. I just think that these teams have really been working well off of each other, a different side to the audience. You know, New Day with Xavier finally getting a chance to really wrestle more and be more contributing member of the group, I think is smart. Get the Club and you see them as more, you know, they're not just AJ's cronies. I almost feel like they could win the titles.
I don't almost feel like they could win the titles. I feel like they're going to win the titles. Big E not being there is a perfect excuse for the New Day to lose the titles, you know? Whether the Club gets a new member or they just, you know, find a way to cheat to win or just win outright, whatever the case. I think this is where the Club gets the win. They get the titles. New Day doesn't need to be the champions. You know, they don't need the tag titles to be entertaining or anything of that nature. So, no problem. They'll be fine. Big E can come back. They'll chase again and all that. So, I think this is where the Club gets it done. And this is going to be a hell of a match.
Total agreement. I could see the Club winning here, and at the same time, I can see the New Day getting their revenge.
Like maybe Big E coming back?
Yeah. And then just extending this a little further.
Yeah.
Because I can see the Club beating the New Day, but maybe just not yet.
The beauty of this
we have 9,000 other matches. It's crazy. There's so many matches. Now we have Sasha and Charlotte for the women's title.
Yeah, I mean,
Dana is barred from ringside.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that Charlotte wins here. But my God, they're gonna try and kill it. So,
oh my God,
I remember listening to the Ric Flair podcast when he had Cody Rhodes on, and before like Cody Rhodes came on, or maybe even when he was there, whatever, it doesn't matter. Ric Flair was saying like, oh, you know what? What she's got planned for SummerSlam? Well, you know, forget about it. It's crazy, the flips. So, I'm excited to see if she pulls out something crazy, and that kind of a thing. So, man, this is going to be a hell of a match. And you know, last year I was really stoked to go see Sasha Bailey, but I think because of that, I'm even more excited to go to SummerSlam to see Sasha Charlotte because I know what to expect, and I'm even expecting more.
Yeah, I don't know. They keep upping the ante, and I don't know how they could possibly. I could possibly top it, but they're gonna try. The only thing I hope that Sasha continues to grow in confidence and just, become. I feel like Charlotte was in the same position when she first won it, and I thought Charlotte really grew into that character. I think part of it might be a little bit for Sasha also that she's not a heel, working as a heel on the mic. But I think she's going to continue with her babyface character, and I think she wins here. Oh, I'm not sure who
Yeah,
she's going to fight next, but this has been great.
I completely agree, and I could see some type of scenario where someone comes out to help Charlotte, and Bailey comes out to help Sasha, and then we get the permanent roster debut of Bailey, and then they have some type of beef not too long down the road, and we go from there. So I could see something like that. But either way, Sasha is getting the win, and this will be extremely good.
I can't believe we still have. So now we have Rusev. This is insane. This has been a. We haven't taken a break. Like, we haven't gone off topic from the shows that we're watching the entire time. Like, this is one of the first shows. I think this is the most streamlined show we've ever had.
And they're
We have
also good. Also good.
versus Reigns.
Yeah,
I don't know
go
how.
ahead. Absolutely. The we were texting Monday night, and then you fell asleep. But at one point, I said, "Oh, that's why." Like we were like, "Why the hell would you have this match?" And then as soon as Reigns won, I was like, "Oh, well, because he lost twice in a row, and now if you have him lose clean at SummerSlam, that's three times in a row. So he has to have a win somewhere." So, okay. I get it.
I
No
just
problem.
don't. My only issue was him, like, he was fighting for his wife's honor and he loses.
Yeah,
That's
that
the
was
only thing that
stupid.
bothered me a little bit.
That was a
Yeah.
stupid stipulation to make a part, when he's gonna lose. But whatever. Hopefully he'll win Sunday and we'll move on from all of that. But I just think they're Monday was a very good match, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to up the ante on Sunday. And it just kind of made me more hyped for Sunday. And, usually that's a bad thing. Usually it's like, I don't really want to see that again so soon. But this time it kind of worked for me. It made me want to see it more. This is the first time, right, that Reigns and Rusev have fought anyway. So it's something I've been looking forward to for a while.
Yeah, I feel like they've had a match before. Not like a
Yeah,
big match.
maybe they've had a match, yeah, but like not a feud or anything like that. So
Definitely not.
I like this matchup, and I'm enjoying it. So that's fine.
I think Rusev is a good guy here, by the way.
I
I
wonder.
don't see how
Oh, I
Rusev is
can't
not the
wait to see
face.
how it's going to be in Brooklyn.
Because
Oh.
Rusev is the good guy. Rusev did nothing wrong.
No.
Reigns has come out. He attacked him during the wedding celebration, and then after that, he says that Rusev got a mail order bride type thing website. Reigns is being a jerk here. I think Rusev is a good guy.
I mean, he's certainly going to be booed like one in Brooklyn, and
Can't
oh,
wait. Can't wait.
I'm pretty excited to see how
Can
that
you do
goes.
me a favor? I think from the Running Wild account, you need to tape to like just video when Reigns comes out to see how much he gets booed and put it on Twitter right away. Please, I need to see it
Oh.
like from your point of view.
Yeah, it'll be outrageous. I can't wait.
Did you know that the
Good.
Cena versus Styles is the fight for the franchise?
Nice.
WWE.com actually has it fight for the franchise, which I'm
Like
just like,
that.
what are you talking? And does Cena lose at two SummerSlams in a row?
Yes. Yes, he does. AJ Styles is picking up this victory. Cena won the last one. And I think the last two, maybe like a tag match and all
Yeah.
that. And this is when Styles gets the clean victory over Cena. you know, and then immediately he steps into the title picture with Ambrose. I just think that's where you go. And Cena is looking to pass the torch and all of that. And Styles, right for the picking. I hope they do the right thing here. Put him over clean. The crowd will go nuts.
Maybe it doesn't happen here. Does John Stewart play a role?
Maybe that happens twice in 2 years in a row. John Stewart costs John Cena 2 years in a row.
Or is Stewart let's hold that off because I want to talk in order. I feel like oddly enough, I feel like the World Championship match is the second to last match we talk about, and then we talk about the Universal. So I agree with you. I think Styles has to win. Yep. That they call it the fight for the franchise because I don't feel like it's.
Yeah, just because he talked about it on SmackDown. Styles was like, "Well, once I beat you, then I'm the face," or whatever it was. So whatever.
By the way, that's a good country twinge you have to the AJ to the AJ impression. I like it.
Try my best.
Well, I know I'm wrong in the next match. I don't care. I'm picking the guy that I want to win, not who I think will win.
Okay, what are we Dolph talking Ziggler. About first?
Oh, okay. Dolph Ziggler.
No, that's fine. Perfect.
I want Dolph Ziggler to win.
Dolph Ziggler has been killing it. And I believe the episode after the draft, right, you were so disheartened about SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And the one guy that I said to you could have a reemergence and save everything was Dolph Ziggler. And you were like, holy shit, yeah, 100%. And boom. Like, he's killing it. Every week he gets better and better. He has to be a heel. Like, if he's not, I don't know, because it just feels like such more of a heelish character. And he's so good.
Yeah, the
super
kick was great.
Oh, my. Night. I didn't see it coming at all.
It was very – I kind of saw it coming because I feel like his character – and not that there's anything wrong with this, but it's very HBK-ish, right?
You saw it coming. You saw it coming at a point, but not right there. There's no way.
Oh, like, no. Okay.
I thought you meant that shit was out of nowhere. No, yeah.
Whoa, you can't say that, man. You can't say out of nowhere.
Super kick out of somewhere. it was – like, that shit was just wow. Like, I looked down for a split second, and all I heard was that. And I was like, what the? And I looked up, like, oh my God. So, yeah, I would love to. This is going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah. And
I don't think Dolph stands a chance, but this is going to be a great match, and they're going to sell for each other and this tell a great story. Ambrose is going to win, but this is going to be a hell of a match.
When it was first announced, I think the best thing that's happened here is when it first came into like focus that it would be Ziggler versus Ambrose, it was like, oh, man. And then in the last 3 weeks, but create an idea that he could win. He could legitimately win, and I think that is there's no bigger praise to give a guy than to say it looked like you had no chance and now you've made it where whether or not you'll lose.
Like, I wonder what would happen if he wins. Like, I wish, you know, there was a way I could book both of them winning and just see how they play out. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I like this one better. So let's just stay with that, you know? But if he wins, I think it hurts Ambrose, and that's not a good thing. You know, Ambrose is building momentum and gaining steam, and I think he needs to keep that going. You know, but if this was a little bit longer into the run, I could easily see them, like, throwing us a curveball and just having Dolph pull off a win. You know, but just so early into the reign, I think it'll be a fun match. They're going to have some sick near falls to really make you bite, and that's going to be enough.
I just want to put it out there. We still have two more matches.
Just two more matches? Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, I forgot about Brock and Orton.
Yeah, me too. I scrolled up and I went, oh, wait a minute. And by the way, just I'm not sure if this is a little, I don't know what this means, but if you look at WWE's website and you look at the SummerSlam preview and you scroll up from the bottom, because that's decided how I decided to do it, Brock and Randy are on top. I just don't like when that happens, but.
See, now is it that terrible when you, like, which is bigger than the title matches? It shouldn't be, but it is. Like, you know, the.
At least it's bigger than both of them.
Ambrose, well, it's, okay. It's bigger than Ambrose-Dolph because Dolph isn't on that level yet, right? Like, he's getting back there. But. Mm-hmm. And then the Universal title doesn't exist, so it can't be – it has to be smaller than – you know? So I think it's kind of bigger by default. But I hope it doesn't go on last. I want, you know, the Universal title to actually be the last match.
Yep.
But, yeah, we can get into this one. I don't know. I think Brock gets the win. And it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, no, Brock's going to win, but I think it's going to be. Their image is awesome. I think it's going to be fantastic. I mean, I like the fact that I loved the way they were talking. Heyman and Brock were, you know, it's like, oh, he thinks that because you guys came up at the same time, you guys are in the same level. And, you know, that was just because that class, I mean, really. And by the way, every time they do that promo or they show when they talk about them being in OVW, weird, dark, heavy chains around his neck.
Yeah.
Is probably actually my favorite part of that promo.
And what the hell? He just now we start so throwing weird. Shelton Benjamin in there too? Like, come on. Come on, guys. Yeah. I know he's just about to come back, but, you know, we don't got to throw him into that category. He was never
one of the best pure. He's one of the best pure athletes, though. WWE, you hear Jim Ross. I can hear Jim Ross saying it over and over again. Pound for pound. Yeah, but Brock wins this one. But it's still going to be a great match.
You know, the real life drug suspension thing and all of that is weird. It makes you think it can go one way. But is Randy Orton the guy to beat Brock Lesnar? Like, I don't think. That rub is for Randy. You know, he doesn't need it. But SmackDown.
I know we're supposed to forgive
rate.
People.
Like, I don't know. I can see Orton getting that win and SmackDown going over and yay, SmackDown. It's the better show. I don't know, man.
All right.
It's really tough.
Well, you know, I also. I just feel. In many ways, Brock has to win because the loss that he's going to have is not going to be to Randy Orton.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the first guy to beat him after breaking the streak and all that shit, it has to be somebody meaningful.
I still want to see an RKO out of nowhere, though.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be great. You know, the counters and the storytelling of this match could be really good, or it could be a bomb. So, we'll see. I've heard Goldberg is going to be in town, and that's, you know, something could go down on Saturday at the 2K press conference. But does maybe Goldberg get involved in some way or another in this match or after the match or something?
I hope not.
Hey, man, I could see Brock winning and then going out of the top of the ramp, spearing him or something. Maybe Brooklyn will go crazy.
They can pipe in some Goldberg chants like WCW did.
I would chant for hell. I would chant for Goldberg.
And last match. you're so lucky you're going to be in. This is like, for me, this has like Steamboat Savage WrestleMania 3 level of like stealing the show and just being, because these guys are both going out there. You know, Seth with...
They have a point to prove, yeah.
Yeah, they both do. And it's going to be... I mean, the only problem I have with the Universal Championship, of course, is, you know, a title doesn't... A world title does not become a world title until it's defended across the globe. here is the universal title. On Earth. Just putting it out there. But I don't like that they revealed Demon King on Monday Night Raw. I don't know how you feel about that.
You know, I kind of agree with you, but for people that don't watch NXT, now you're hyped to watch SummerSlam. You know what I mean? For people who don't know what that is, now you're like, oh shit, that's cool. And I think at SummerSlam, they're going to up the ante with it. And I think it's going to be a little more production and a little more paint and a little different style. So I think, you know, yes, they gave us a taste, but that's okay. Because it was nothing we've
Fuck
never
those
seen
people.
before.
Fuck those people who don't watch
Well,
NXT.
you know, hey, there are still
I know
people
what
who
you're
don't
saying,
have the
but it just.
network or are able to follow it. So to be able to see it, like, there are kids at my job who didn't have the network and weren't really able to watch NXT or the TakeOvers. So they've never seen the Demon. So now if they're like, oh shit, this. So, but not even, like, they don't know to YouTube him. You know what I mean? Like, they don't
Okay.
follow NXT. So just that shows them, like, oh, this, there's another side to this guy. It makes everything a little bit more interesting and more want to watchable. I don't know.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our pre
I mean, who's going over?
I think Finn wins.
I agree. I don't think there is.
Unless John Stewart interferes and helps Seth Rollins, because there is also money in Seth winning and then Finn chasing.
Yes. There definitely is, but I don't know, man. The way that Rollins has just been like shitting on Finn and all that kind of thing, I don't think there's a real way. Like, if Finn loses, then Rollins is right about being better than him and doing everything first and being the number one guy, you know. And so
I
I
didn't think
just
about that. That's good.
this is where Finn puts it, like. On Raw, when Neville was like, you know, you need to watch out for the Demon. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. On Raw, yeah, all right, I'm Seth Rollins. You know, he need this reality check, and I think that's gonna be awesome. You know, he gets the loss, and then he's the one who's like struggling to fight back and get his title back. So I think that'll be good. And I think you need something different with a new belt. You don't want to just give it back to the guy who's had it for the past year. You know, you want to give it to someone else.
All right. Well, with the arrival of Stat Wife, Stat Baby, and the disc and us finishing our predictions for what, one, two, three,
Five
four,
shows.
five shows? I think we're at our limit for today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wrestling down. I'm not really, because I'm just going to continue watching SummerSlam, but.
Of course, me too.
Literally, I'm not sure if you've noticed this briefly. Like the first four
The Homer Simpson
SummerSlams,
guy? Oh,
well,
sorry.
yes, that too.
Yeah.
But the first four SummerSlams, Ultimate Warrior and Rick Rude fought. And there's also, if you could see that, the dog's playing poker. Anyway.
Nice. Did they? The first four?
Yes. Definitely like two, three, and four. The first one, they just say Rick Rude, but the 2, 3, 4, they fight. And that's pretty cool. Like, oh, sick ass rivalry for SummerSlam.
I gotta take a look at that. All right, before we leave you, just a quick plug out there. You can send us your emails to runningwildpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Running Wild LWOS on Twitter. You can be there covering the event, so take a look at the Twitter and see what he's posting up on the feed. I will be covering the Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor. Actually, by the time you guys listen to this, actually, we'll put it up on Friday early so that we have full previews. So you guys can catch me covering Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor live on pwponderings.com, Twitter at rich_Lacone on Twitter. And don't forget that we've been brought to you in partnership with PWP and Last Word on Sports.com. All right, sir. Fantastic. Oh,
No.
no, that was just two fingers. All right, so just a reminder out there to everybody listening that you've been. Oh, and don't forget to leave your comments for us, guys. Go
I
over.
know. I
We've
mean,
we're moving up there.
just enjoy this fucking weekend, man. Enjoy this onslaught of wrestling. If anyone's going to any other shows or anything else, send us whatever you want. Feel free. We love to hear about it. You know, we're gonna enjoy it ourselves. Like Rich said, I'll be at SummerSlam. So please don't say anything to me if you see me. Not that anyone would know who I am. So, you know,
That'd be
good
great,
stuff.
though. I hope you get
That would
stopped.
be
I hope you
crazy.
get stopped.
If
Like, you
anyone
are, you
actually,
run?
yeah, if somebody actually knows for some by some chance who I am, and yeah, feel free. But yeah,
You have to buy them a beer. If anyone
I'm
stops
not. See,
runs
I'm not.
at
See that I'm
SummerSlam.
not gonna say that because. All right, yeah, I'll buy them a beer and then you'll pay me for it. Like, I
Yeah,
don't
I know. I'll pay you for it. I don't care. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice shark.
And with that, I just want to remind you guys that you've been listening to the podcast that is just too.
Sweet.
Hey.